Hi, I'm John August.
And I'm Michelle Mulroney.
We are members of the WGA West Board and the Agency Negotiating Committee.
And we're both primarily screenwriters. That's why we wanted to take a few minutes to talk about some of the issues affecting screenwriters in this time when most of us are working without agents.
Some of these issues are new, but some have gone back decades. Over the past 2 years, we met with hundreds of screenwriters at lunches and meetups, and the message has been clear. The Guild needs to do more to combat free work and late pay because our agencies aren't.
Time after time, we've heard horror stories of 60-page treatments written for free, checks that are 6 months late. And we'd ask, where are your agents? Why are they letting this happen?
I think it happens because it's largely invisible. Most screenwriters, we work alone, and we're afraid to complain because we might be labeled difficult. Difficult is code word for standing up for yourself.
The thing is, screenwriters are not alone. The Guild can and should be the bad guy on behalf of screenwriters. It can step in to file claims and collect interest on late pay. It can help to fight back against free work. But the Guild can't enforce contracts it doesn't see.
That's why the Agency Code of Conduct requires agencies to provide the Guild with our contracts and invoices. Once the Guild has this information, we can protect not only individual screenwriters, but all of us. We can identify patterns, see where there are shortfalls in writer income, and shape proposals for future MBA negotiations.
Next, we want to talk about agency-affiliated production companies. This is where your agency owns or co-owns its studio.
To me, this is the next step beyond packaging. These agencies don't want 10% of a writer's salary. They don't want 10% of the back end they get with packaging. They want 50 to 60% of the profits. They want to own the property. And to do that, they turn you from a client into an employee.
Right now, we have WIP, Endeavor Content, and Civic Center Media. Now, members ask us, why did the Guild ever let these companies become signatories? Well, the answer is we want more buyers, particularly in film. We want these companies to thrive. We just don't want them to be owned or controlled by agencies.
Let's talk about agency production companies and why they're bad for screenwriters. Now, let's say you have a spec script. Your agency is going to take it out on the town, but if they have their own studio, realistically, they're going to take it there first. Maybe that company wants to buy it. Great. But as a client, how do you know your agent is actually getting the best deal for you? When your agent is also the buyer, that's the clearest conflict of interest imaginable.
Or maybe the company doesn't want to buy your spec script. That's awkward. Your own agency's affiliated studio is passing on your project. Well, so how exactly is that helping you as a client?
Spoiler, it's not. But for screenwriters, it gets even worse when it's not your original project. These little mini studios, they're buying IP, they're competing with you for the rights on books. If you're a screenwriter who wants to get hired on that book adaptation, you better be represented by that agency.
Yeah, this isn't a hypothetical, by the way. We've checked the receipt. 75% of writers creating projects at affiliated studios, they are clients of that agency. They are keeping the work in-house. It's like the old studio system.
But it's kind of worse in a way. I don't want to imagine a future where we're negotiating the terms of our MBA with our own agency sitting across the table from us.
Next, let's talk about indie film. Well, we heard screenwriters loud and clear when you said you wanted us to keep as much of the indie film ecosystem intact as possible.
So our agency code of conduct allows agencies to continue to provide financing and sales services to their clients. It also insists on full transparency and consent, so screenwriters can see any fees the agency would take on their project.
And to clarify a point of confusion in the code of conduct, agencies can take these fees, subject to the writer's approval, on projects with an intended budget under $20 million. For budgets over $20 million, they will need a waiver from the Guild after they have consulted with the screenwriter.
This is not meant to be a roadblock, but a reality check. We don't want studio features masquerading as indies, and we don't want packaging fees and features to become the kind of problem they've been in TV.
So how do we screenwriters navigate this period of displacement, especially those of us who don't have managers or robust networks to rely on?
Yeah, see, unlike in TV, screenwriters don't hire each other. We have to make sure screenwriters still get read and hired by producers and studio executives. We need to make sure pitches and specs still sell. Now, to do that, the Guild has put in place several new tools that can all be accessed via the Guild website.
First, we recently launched the weekly feature memo. It goes out every Friday to a list of around 750 producers and development executives. Writers simply upload the logline for their spec or pitch, and then producers can contact you to request your spec, set a pitch meeting, or a general.
Next, without an agent, how do producers and executives find you? Well, the Find a Writer directory is probably the easiest way. And there's four things you should do today. First, check that your credits are accurate. The system will only list your Guild credits, so if you'd like to include development credits or animation, for now it's best to put them in your bio section. Second, upload a writing sample if there's something you'd like buyers to be able to read. Third, opt into letting producers and executives contact you via email. And finally, mark yourself as available if you're open to work.
Now, agencies traditionally keep lists of open writing assignments. In the next couple of weeks, the Guild will be launching its own open writing assignment memo. Here, producers will submit details of any OWAs, including pieces of IP in search of a writer. The Guild will distribute this to screenwriters in a weekly memo. Then, sort of like the staffing submission system, you'll be able to submit yourself for these opportunities. Now, we'll of course make sure the process is user-friendly and easily sortable on the producer's end.
Now, once you're hired on a project, we strongly encourage you to use the Start button. Now, the Start button lets the Guild see what screenwriters are working on and follows up to make sure you're getting paid on time and not being asked to do free work. Particularly in this period without agents, the Start button could be an important tool for tracking your work.
And finally, the Guild will be hosting an indie film panel at the end of the month, featuring fellow Guild members with extensive experience in indie film, along with producers, financiers, and sales and distribution panelists to discuss making features without agencies. So if you're in the indie world, please join us.
Now, even with all these tools and all the hustle we're seeing from screenwriters, anxiety is natural. It's inevitable, especially for early career screenwriters and those without deep networks and connections. So how can we best support screenwriters during this time?
Well, first, share what you read. Pass along a script to producers and executives that you know. Read an early career screenwriter and give them a boost.
If a screenwriting assignment comes across your desk and you can't take the job, consider sharing the info with other writers or recommending a less established screenwriter who might not be on that producer's radar.
Be as generous as you possibly can in offering advice, guidance, contacts, and resources. Those of us who've been around for a while have a lot of open doors, so maybe your open doors can open a door for another screenwriter.
And finally, please don't hesitate to reach out to any member of the board, council, or negotiating committee. We're here to listen. We need to hear your ideas, criticisms, and concerns. All the tools we've talked about today came directly from screenwriters reaching out to us.
One place you can do this is at the May Wednesday evening mixers at the Guild. It's a chance to mingle, network, and have one-on-one conversations with your elected leadership.
This campaign's success depends on all of us hanging together, staying strong, and helping each other as best we can.
The union is us, and we are the union. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.